the voice of the family farmer, North Dakota Farmers Union.
North Dakota Farmers Union wishes all farmers a bountiful harvest this fall. Please be safe as you bring the crop in. Slow down, don't cut safety corners, and while you're working hard in the field, Farmers Union is working equally hard on the issues that impact your bottom line. Join them in making a difference for family farmers and ranchers. Go to ndfu.org to learn more.
The voice of the family farmer, North Dakota Farmers Union.
Welcome back to hour number two of Farm Talk. I'm Eric Johnson, News Director and Farm Director for the Ag Central Radio Network, and we're filling in for Mick Kerr this week. Mick's going to take a few days off after Big Iron and enjoy some of the fall weather, although I hope he's not kite flying because he probably will end up far off somewhere. Hey, we got to get things started. We got a lot to talk about here. We got the Executive Director for the North Dakota FSA office. His name is Brad Tickeson, and Brad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good afternoon, Eric, and thanks for having us. It's kind of fun to be on the radio again. And, of course, we've got a nice fall day here, so hopefully these farmers are out there getting this crop put in, or the livestock producers are bringing the hay home. So.
Yeah, the rumor is there's soybeans coming off and a few other things, so we wish them the best of luck. It's a bit windy. I know that I was talking to one of my friends this morning trying to do soil sampling out there, and he said his truck and himself is basically caked in dirt. So you're trying to go by on the combines and do what you need to do. I will let folks know, actually, I'm going to keep Brad a little bit longer today. So, Brad, feel free if we're talking about something specific, if you want to be a little bit longer. It always seems like I get to talk to you for like 8, 9, 10 minutes, and we get to about two questions, and then it's like we're out of time, unfortunately. So lots to talk about, Brad. First, I guess my question is how did things turn out? I know you had a fair portion of, I'm guessing, PP, but you had a lot of acreage at your farm, or at least the part of your family farm in the steel area. How did 2020 end up for you?
Yeah, no, we ended up with about 3/4 of the crop put in, you know, about 25% was left idle. But, you know, that was kind of a rough spring to get things started when we still had corn in the field here up to late March. And, of course, with the water table being as high as it was, some of those fields, even when the PP status were very hard to manage as time went on. But right now I see a lot of cover crops growing across North Dakota, and it's nice. We got some good cover crop established, and it's nice to see that cover on the ground before winter sets in. And we don't want that dirt blowing all winter long, that's for sure.
No, absolutely. Brad, you are also a busy guy. I can't tell you, I think people, you know, just think that you are managing programs, but you were at a lot of events as well. And I'm assuming that you're probably on the go, what, 6, 7 days? It seems like a week. Or isn't it quite that bad?
Well, you know, since COVID hit, you know, things have really slowed down as far as moving around. I mean, we've been doing a lot of, you know, remote working, so to speak, that, you know, wherever it may be, whether it's at your home or in Fargo that way. But, yeah, no, we, you know, things have choked down. But on the most part, we got our offices across the state of North Dakota are still open for business, a lot of them. We do have troubles with COVID in certain hot spots. I mean, for whatever reason, North Dakota has definitely become a hot spot of testing positive cases right now. And it's one of those deals where we want to make sure our employees are safe, and we also want to make sure that we're not doing our part to spread the disease too. So.
Absolutely. The numbers may not rival what we see in other states, but if you go per capita, I don't know if we're still number one. We were at one point, but we're certainly, I think, still kind of in that top five range. Well, let's get into agriculture and what is going on. There's a lot of moving parts here, but we're going to start right at the top of the list. I know you wanted to put in a last-minute plug for the yield update, and that deadline is approaching. I mean, what are we, like 9 days away?
Yep, the fiscal year for the government ends on September 30th, and we want to have producers have a chance to update their yields that we're using for our ARC PLC programs to make sure that we aren't using yields from 10, 15 years ago. We all know what's happened to production ag in North Dakota and across the nation, that, you know, producers are doing a better job of raising crops, and we want to make sure that those yields reflect what today's technology is giving that producer that opportunity. These yields are instrumental in future ARC PLC payments, so it's a good opportunity for producers to get more current than they have been in the past.
And how is a lot of that filed? Is it all online? Do people have to come into your office? If they do they need to make an appointment? How does that work?
Well, we want to make sure that you have a communication with your local office. Of course, our doors are still locked, Eric, so we have to have a phone call or an email that's sent back and forth. And I know it, I was just visiting with my son too, and we just did ours last week, and it takes a lot of paper printing, but of course we have to get signatures on that for, you know, owners or participants in each farm. So we can do it by email, or you know, you can also have it come through the regular postal department too.
Okay. Let's start at CFAP. Obviously, we got the news, and we'll talk about this in a moment, CFAP too, but we got the official confirmation of that, I believe, on Friday. But CFAP 1, the registration is now closed for that. Maybe just give us a little bit of a wrap-up of the information you want to share, and especially for North Dakota growers.
Yeah, so CFAP, you know, as far as North Dakota, we had $133 million that producers across the state participate in CFAP 1.0, then we call it, or whatever. And about half those dollars are actually to the livestock producers. So that's a big share of the money, as far as livestock producers in the past haven't really participated in a lot of farm programs. But when you talk about a $60-70 million program, you know, that's a lot of dollars going in the livestock industry. Of those, you know, we had 18,000 applications statewide. So we did put the wraps on CFAP 1.0. September 11th was the deadline, and it was a case of where, you know, we did have a small register, but for most part, producers had a lot of opportunities. That program started right after Memorial Day, so it ran for all summer long, pretty much. And then we still have applications even up until the very end. But for the most part, we are going to put that one to bed. And as soon as we put that one to bed, then all of a sudden we get news out of D.C. that CFAP 2.0 is going to start sign up today, actually, Eric. So,
yep,
I mean,
that's right.
We are on another track, and away we go again down the rail.
One more question about the first CFAP. You said there was about 18,000 applications for North Dakota. Is that about right? Was that low? Was it higher than you expected? Anything along those lines?
Well, for what we thought, of course, you know, what we have a database of people that have participated in FSA programs before, and we were looking at, and early on, about a 60-70% participation fee, or it's not fee, but a participation of producers that we thought were eligible for it. At the end, we ended up around that 74-75% level, and of course, if a producer had sold his crops ahead of time, he wasn't able to participate in this program, and for other reasons, people just didn't want to participate too. So we had some new producers that hadn't participated in the program, so that's skewed the numbers a little bit, but for the most part, we did a good outreach thing, and we blitzed the media, like with you folks and everybody else, ahead of that September 11th deadline, and I think we had good participation. Definitely the money was there, and producers needed it, because nationwide, we only spent $10 billion of the $16 billion. Now, I shouldn't say only $10 billion, but I mean, it was funded at a larger amount, and we didn't get full usage of that larger amount.
Yeah, and I think we might as well just kind of flip into CFAP 2 here a little bit. I know, was there not some commodities added towards the end of the 1.0, correct? Is that not correct? That
initially were.
I mean, did people catch that stopgap that happened at the end of the year?
Well, we got into a lot of specialty crops. A lot of those crops aren't even raised here in North Dakota. I think, if I remember right, sheep at the end probably got added, and maybe there was one or two other crops that were growing. I can't off the top of my head think of it. But, you know, a list of 50, and we participated in two or three of them. So there still was some, I don't know, grumblings, I should say, about some of our, you know, crops that didn't get in the CFAP 1.0, but from what I'm hearing on CFAP 2.0, and I don't know all the details, but you know, they've kind of blanketed everything, and everything will participate at some level in CFAP 2.0. So.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, Brad, we're going to take a short break here. It's just going to be 90 seconds. When we come back, we'll get into CFAP 2, because I don't want to start and then take a break. So I'd rather do it right now. And then you and I will visit a little bit about that. And then also we'll talk about WIP Plus and get an update on that program. So again, we're going to continue our conversation in just a moment with the Executive Director of the North Dakota Office, Brad Thickeson. We'll be back with more Farm Talk in just a couple of minutes.